Live from the Sportsnet 650 studios, here's Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda.
Thanks very much. I'm doing great.
Did you think at some point you would get this call in this season and an opportunity that they would sign you to a pro contractor? What has your mindset been after what was a really good training camp and a lot of people were on your side, but it seemed to be a numbers game with contract? Did you think this would happen at some point this year?
Yeah, I obviously tried to stay a little optimistic, especially having, such a good training camp. It was a little disappointing with, having the injury there back in November, being out 7 weeks. But, I tried to work as hard as I could to get back and get my game back to where it needs to be.
Darren, in discussion with the management and Travis Green, what are you expected to bring to this lineup? Because there are some needs on this lineup, but what did they ask specifically from you?
I haven't really spoken to anybody yet, but I know, I'm going to have to be a physical presence, every time I step on the ice. That's the biggest thing I have going for me is my size, and, I'm going to have to be a big body and a force every night.
Have you felt after your injury you've got your game up to the standard it was last year when you were the team MVP with Travis behind the bench in Utica?
Yeah, I feel a lot better now. It was obviously took a few games to kind of get back into things. After being out 7 weeks, it's your timing's off. It takes a few games to get back to feeling good again. And I like where my game's at right now.
This team, after their performance against Florida, I don't know how much you watch or listen to what the veterans say, but to a man, it was the effort wasn't good enough, have to work harder, have to be more professional. We question, and we have people texting in and all the callers in here, as we're the home of the Canucks, going, how can that be? How can they not go in on the forecheck and hit some bodies? Is it that easy? Do you know that you can bring that every night when you get the chance?
Yeah, I know for me to be successful at any level, I need to bring that level of physicality every night. That I pride myself on being a hard-nosed player and going into the dirty areas. And that's what I'm going to be looking to do.
You had a career year with Travis Green as your coach last year, 23 goals, 24 assists. Not bad at all. What do you expect from, there's a lot of people that are still trying to figure out Travis Green in this market, in this city. From your experience last year, what kind of coach is he and what does he expect from his players day in, day out?
Travis is a great coach. I had him for 4 years in Utica. We have a good relationship. I know what he expects. He likes to, have a hardworking team that competes to win every single night. He doesn't ask a lot. He just, he wants that effort level to be there and that level of competitiveness, that you need to win hockey games.
When you're in a system, I think every player down in Utica would go, this is how I think I can help this hockey team. How much have you watched the Canucks? And since Derek Dorsett had to unfortunately call it a career and lose that physical aspect that he has brought to the team, how much did you watch this team from a distance in Utica and go, you know what, I would fit in with this team. I can bring what they're missing.
Yeah, I try to follow up, as best I can. Obviously my main focus has been here in Utica, trying to help the team win here. But I know, watching that when unfortunately Dors had to go down there, I was injured at the time and, it was kind of a tough one to swallow there. I felt like that would have been, my opportunity right then and there, to get my chance. It's the way things go. I'm happy to get the call now and get another chance.
Darren, it's been a long journey for you. Last NHL game, regular season NHL game you played was in 2013-2014 when you had a stretch of 16 games with the Canucks. Looking back at the journey and, it looks like you're going to get a good chance at the second half of this year, what does this whole journey mean to you? Because you are 27 years old and there has been up and down where you went to the ECHL. And what does this whole moment mean to you?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I battled a couple injuries there, for a couple of years after my first stint in the NHL. It's been tough. It's a tough league to play in. It's a tough league to get to. I think I've done a good job in my off seasons and training and just trying to stay focused and doing what I need to do to get to that next level.
does this perspective change? As Randy said, it's been like 1,400 days since your last NHL game. Does the hunger go there? And were there tough times for you when you wondered if you'd ever get back here and just had to maybe be satisfied that you'll be a pro hockey player but not back in the NHL? How did it change over that length of time?
Yeah, you know, I'd say the hunger has always been there. You know, like I said, I kind of had a couple of years there of, you know, some injuries, and, you know, the doubt kind of sets in a little bit. You know, you're only signing AHL contracts. You know, I've worked hard. I've done my best to try and get back to the NHL. And, you know, I know this is, you know, just another door opening right now, and I'm going to make the best of my opportunity.
You worked hard as a 27-year-old. Birthday's right here. 28 seemed like a good year for you then?
Yeah, hopefully we'll start 28 off right on Friday.
Darren, congratulations on this. I think there's a lot of people that really enjoyed what you did in the preseason, thought you should be in this lineup. Now you get an opportunity, and I know you were trending on Twitter and all that, so people are excited for you. Best of luck. Make the most of the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you very much. Sportsnet 650.